We're on the Nun Tesamut Aleph, the bottom. The low be ir shel zohav. One's not allowed to go out with an ir shel zohav kind of ornament. My be ir shel zohav, what does that mean? Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim did the hava. It's Rashi learns of kin that that has on it a piece of gold. It has on that a replica of Yerushalayim. And Tosfos learns that it's an atara, some kind of like band, headband, that goes around the head completely, also made out of gold. The Avad lay Rabbi Akiva ledvisu, like Rabbi Akiva made for his wife, the Gemara Nedarim, Rashi says in the second Nedarim, the Gemara over there says that when they were poor, Rabbi Akiva said that if I will, what's it called, get rich, I'll make you a Yerushalayim shel Zohav, and the Maaseh here, the Gemara says that he actually did it at some point. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Loseitze Isha Be'ir Shel Zohav, in Yotza Chayev Eschatas. She can't go out with this either pin or headband that's made out of Zohav, and if she goes, she's Chayev Eschatas. Divrei Reb Meir. Her mayor holds that it's a mosui. It's not really an ornament. It's just like she's carrying this very heavy golden thing. It's not considered like an ornament. And therefore, min haTorah, it's osur because she's something she's carrying. The Chachamim omrim lo seitze v'miyotzup tura. The Chachamim hold, no, it is an ornament, but she's still not allowed to wear it. Because we're afraid she'll take it off and show it to other people and end up carrying it. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yotze Isha Be'ir Shel Zohav L'Chatchila. Rabbi Lezer holds, you're allowed to wear an Ir Shel Zohav L'Chatchila. The Maikam Iflagei, what's the Machlokas? Rabbi Meir Sover Mosayu. Rabbi Meir holds that it's a burden, it's not an ornament. Rabbanan Savri Tashitu. The Rabbanan holds, yes, it is an ornament. But Dilma Shalfa Machpile. Vasi Lasuye. We're afraid she'll take it off to show her friends and she'll come to carry it. The Belezer Sover Man Darko Lemeka Bir Shalzov, who normally wears this kind of ornament, Isha Chashuva, only important women. The Isha Chashuva Lomashalfi Machva. And important women don't take off their jewelry to show to other people. Arashi? No, Arashi. Okay. Tosfos here points out that even though normally we say Lo Plug, we don't make differences between important women or not important women or whatever, right? But here, something that only important women wear. In other words, it's not that other women wear this also, but we're only ushering important women. Other women don't wear this. They don't have this kind of thing. This is something that is unique to only very rich people. And rich people don't take these things off. And it could be that also that other women, what's it called, who are not rich, see that the Rishonim say this also, even if they would wear it, it's lo shchiyah, not usual. And the Rabbana didn't make zeres by things that are lo shchiyah, so man of shah. If it's a very rich woman who normally wears these things, so there's no reason to make the zeres, she doesn't take it off. And if by chance somebody else will wear it, it's lo shchiyah, so there's no zeres. But things that normal, that regular women wear, and extra rich women wear, we don't make a special dispensation for rich women because they don't take it off, we say lo plug. Klila. Next thing. Klila. A klila is some kind of thing that she wears on her forehead, tiara, that she wears on her forehead. It goes from ear to ear. Rashi, klila, al padakta, on her forehead. He kosharto mi ozen la ozen. She ties it from ear to ear. Yeshi kulo taz zohav. Some of them are made completely out of gold. Shikorin lima. The Yesha Osamineshi Tavuyin HaZohav Shikorin Prizes. And some are made out of silk or other kinds of fabrics, and they're intertwined with gold or with precious stones or whatever. So there are some of these klilos that are fabric with stones and gold in it, and there's some that are actual gold itself, no fabric. So Rav Asar Ushmul Shari. So Rav says they're osur, and Shmuel says they're mutter. the anishcha kuli amalo plige de osha. If they're the type that are made out of metal, right, they're the golden type or whatever other metal they're made out of, not fabric, everybody holds their osha. Because we're afraid they're choshev enough that she'll take off and show to other people. Rashi, the nischa tas ha'osri kula minischa, the hainu zobo kesef, dover hanitach, right, something that is molded, molten, right, that you make by melting it down and then letting it harden. So that's awesome. Migu de choshev gzeira dil mashoto matra, since it's a very important thing, we're afraid she'll take it off to show to her friends. Ki plige daruksa. Where they argue is where it's not so important, where it's made out of material, the ikur is material. There, mar sovra nischa ikur, that the one holds that the golden part that's intertwined into the fabric is the main thing, and therefore it has the same din as if it would be completely gold. And we're afraid she'll take it off and show it to her friends. Mar sovra ruksa ikur, and the other one holds, no, the fabric is the ikur, and it's not so important, and she won't take it off, therefore it's mutter. Rav Ashi Rashi, daruksa ritsua shemitsuyeres bizov of avonim tovos. Right, the aruksa is the kind of klila that is made the ikra of fabric that has in it gold and nice gems. Anischa de ispe ikra umachvile umarsov aruksa hu ikra di day velo choshivle velo machvile. That's the machlokas. One holds that the fabric is the ikur, and she won't take it off to show it. The other one holds the gold, and the gems are ikur, and she will take it off and show it. Okay. Rav Ashi masni lekula. Rav Ashi learns the machlokas. Rav and Shmuel lekula. He learns it a different way, right? What's it called? Okay. The first lashon, not Rav Ashi's lashon. The first lashon was lechumra, that everybody asers where it's totally metal, and the machlokis is where it's fabric. Rav Ashi learns the opposite way. Rav Ashi masna kula daruksa de kuli amalo pligi deshori. Everybody holds where it's fabric, that it's mutter. Ki pligi danischa. The machlokis is where it's totally metal. Mar sover dil mashofa shalfo machve v'osi lasuye u'mar sover man darka lemepa v'klila isha chashuva lo shofa machve. Right, and the machlokas is only where it's totally metal, and there, what's it called, a Rav who says it's Osir, holds that since it's totally metal, we're afraid she'll take it off and show it to her friends, and Shmuel holds no, who normally wears this kind of jewelry, similar to what we said before by Ir Shel Zohar. Right, it's not as choshev as an Ir Shel Zohar, so here's a machlokas, right, but they're not necessarily dafka coin for Belezer. But only a woman who's very choshev wears a klila, and a choshev a woman won't take it off to show to her friends. And like we said, and Nela, even could be that even regular women are allowed to wear it, because by them it's lo shiach anyway to wear these things. So the rabbanim didn't make exera by them. Omer le Rav Shmuel bar Barchana l'Rav Yosef. Rav Shmuel bar Barchana said to Rav Yosef, "Beferish omar talon mishmei de Rav klila shari." Right, you told us before you got sick. And you forgot your learning, so they used to remind him of what he said before he got sick. You Beferish told us in the name of Rav that a klila is mutter, right? Okay. And Memela, there had to be that it's talking in a case where it was, what's it called, fabric. In other words, the way Rav Ashi learned. Because according to the first way, everybody holds that the metal one is also. Rav holds that even the fabric one is osur, so Rav could never say a klila was mutter. And only according to Rav Ashi's lashon is it possible what Rav Yosef said, that Rav holds a klila is mutter. Which klila? The one that's made out of fabric. Rashi, what?
According to Rav Ashi,
no, Shmuel holds as mutter, not Rav. Rav holds the one that's also made out of metal is osur. Only the fabric one is mutter. But there's no way that Rav holds anything as mutter according to the first lashon. Only the fabric one, the Rav holds. Rav holds the other one's osur. The Rav said osur, the Maisa. That was what he meant, which we're talking about. Okay. The Beferish omar tolo mishmei de Rav, Rashi, lefnei chol yechol, before you got sick, kodem sheshachach the tamul, before you forgot your learning, kli l'shori, alma de Rav Ashi ikr. So, Mashmah, the Loshon of Rav Ashi is ikr. That there is some kli that Rav holds is mutter. Because otherwise, Rav says that it's osur. The Moki Plugsa Bidanishcha of a Baruksa Moderat, right? For Ikala Ok Melidide Baruksa, right? According to what Rav Yosef said, it has to be according to Rav Ashi. Because according to the first Lashon, Rav holds that it's Osir in every case. Everybody holds it's Osir by the metal. And even Rav holds it's Osir by the fabric. So there's no case of Klila where the Rav holds his mutter. But according to Rav Ashi, you could say that when Rav Yosef said, Rav said Klila is mutter, he's talking about the fabric one. In Echadami, Rav holds that the metal one is Osir. But that's where the machlokas is. But everybody agrees that the fabric one is mutter. Amru Leila Rav, Asa Gavra, Rabba Arika Lenardor, the Umitla. They said to Rav that a big Talmud Chacham came to Nardor, a big and tall Talmud Chacham, and he was limping. The Dorash Klila Shari, and he said that Klila is Mutter. Okay. Omar Man Gavra Rabba Arika de Itla, Levi. Right? Who fits that description? Levi. Right, we learned already that Levi got crippled for two reasons. One is because he showed kiva, and he became crippled from that. And the other reason, the Gemara says that Tosha says that zevzeh goram. What was the other reason that he after kiva? What else did Levi do? I don't remember now. Okay, so the Ikar reason, the Gemara says the Ikar reason is because of Achdei Kida, but Tosfos brings out another reason. He says that both of them were Gori. He showed how to bow by putting your thumbs on the ground and not letting your body touch the ground except for your face to kiss the ground. So he exerted too much pressure and he tore some kind of ligament in his thigh, and he became a person who was limper. Okay. Can you remember the other thing that Levi did? Something to do with Shem HaMeforish, I think. Something saying Shem Hashem. I don't remember now. Okay. So in any case, Levi came to Nardor, and he paskin the Klila's mutter. So Rav said, Shema mino nach nafshe de Rav Afas. I hear from this that Rav Afas died. The Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, and Rabbi Chanina became the Rosh Yeshiva. The Lohavi lay inish the Levi the Mace of Gabe. What happened was when Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Gavra Rabba, a Klila Shari, no. Gavra Rabba Ariko Mitla, Levi Itla, the Achdei Kida Kamei de Rebbe. Right? Levi became lame when he showed how to do Kida in front of Rebbe. Noch Nafshe de Rav Afas, the Meseches Ksubos, Bahanose, Amrinan, the Chishochiv Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Omer Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama Yeshe Barosh. So Rebbe designated that Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama should be the Rosh Yeshiva under him. Velo kibla lav Rabbi Chanina, shoyer Rav Afas gadol mimenu shtei shanim, and Rabbi Chanina didn't accept the position because Rav Afas was 2 years older than him, and he yielded to Rav Afas that he should be the Rosh Hashiva. The Yosef Rav Afas bereisha, when we told shoyer Rabbi Chanina choshuv, and since Rabbi Chanina was just as important as Rav Afas, it wasn't kavanat Torah for him to sit there in front of Rav Afas. Right? He yielded to him that he should be the Rosh Hashiva, because he was 2 years older. But he wasn't that more choshev that he should sit in front of him as a Talmud. So Rabbi Chanina sat outside the Beis Medrash. Lo nichnas le Beis Medrasho, by Yoshi Bachutz. Mishim kvodo Yoshi lo Levi yeso. Levi, out of kavod of Rabbi Chanina, used to learn with him the Chavrusa outside the Beis Medrash. So, when Levi came to Nardor, so Rav understood from that Rabbi Chanina had that Rav Afas was Nifter, and Rabbi Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva, and Levi was as Choshev, or more Choshev than Rabbi Chanina, so he wasn't going to sit in front of him, and he wasn't going to sit outside because he had nobody to learn with. So he came to Nardor to find somebody to learn with, to have a Chavrusa. The Lohavi initial Levi, the Mason Kadeh, and Levi didn't have a Chavrusa anymore, because remember Rabbi Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva. Because he lohacha, and that's why he came here. Smar says no. The Dilma nach nafshid Rabbi Chanina. Rav Office to the Koikoi. How do you know Rav Office died? Maybe Rav Chanina died. So he lost his chavrusa because he didn't have Rav Chanina anymore. Right? Velo havi le initial Levi le meisav gavein. And Levi lost his chavrusa not because he became Rashi Shiva, because he died. The Koasi lohak, and that's why he came here. Mar says, no, in Isha the Rav Chanina shachiv, if it would be that Rav Chanina died, Levi le Rav Office meches havikayif le. Then he would go back to learning by Rav Office, because he was subordinate to Rav Office. He just didn't learn in Rav Office's Beis Medrash because of in deference to Levi, to Rabbi Chanina. But if Rabbi Chanina was no longer alive, there's no reason why Levi shouldn't have gone back into the Beis Medrash and subordinated himself to Rabbi Chanina, to Rav Office. So the Sue, and another reason that it had to be that Rav Office was the one who was Nifter and not Rabbi Chanina. The Rabbi Chanina lo sagid lo molech. They couldn't be that Rabbi Chanina would die without being Rosh Hashiva. There had to be a situation where Rav Office would die before Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina could take over. The Chihavi Konicha Nafshi, the Rebbe, because like Rashi said, when Rebbe died, he designated that Rabbi Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva. And even though Rabbi Chanina didn't accept that, so he never became the Rosh Hashiva, right? Still, Oksib Behu B'Tzadikim, the Tigzer Omer V'Yokim Lach. When Tzadikim say something, it happens. Right, so therefore, Rav understood that at some point in the future, Rabbi Chanina is going to have to become the Rosh Hashiva. Otherwise, what Rabbi said was never Mekuyim. So it can't be that Rabbi Chanina died, and Rav Office was still the Rosh Hashiva, and Levi came because he lost his chavrusa, because then Rabbi's words never would have been Mekuyim. And Rav held that they ensured that at some point Rabbi's words would be Mekuyim. So it must be that Rav Office died, Rabbi Chanina became Rosh Hashiva, and that's why Levi lost his chavrusa, and that's why he came here. Okay. So, Dorash Levi, let's see the Rashi still here. The Kasi Lahachish, Loya Rabbi Chanina Godel Himenu, Lo Betora Velo Bishanim, Velo Nekafle Levi Ubalakan. So, Rabbi Chanina was not older than Levi, nor was he greater than him. And therefore, it wasn't Kavanat Torah for Levi to go and sit in his base medrash as a Talmud. That's why he came to Nardor to find the Chavrusa. Levi l'Rav Office maketh havikayif lei, shahari zokim imenu. Right? Rav Office was older than Levi. So it wasn't a pchisus in his cover to go and sit in front of Rav Office. So Dorash Levi ben Nardor kli l'shori. So Levi came to Nardor, and he darshan that the kli is mutter. Right, so Shaila is which Klila? Right, could be that he doesn't argue on Rav, and he's talking about the fabric one according to the second Lashon, according to Ravashi. Or could be that he across the board said all Klilas are mutter like Shmuel, not like Rav. So Nafik Esrin the Arba Klila Mikula Nardor. From the entire Nardor, there are only 24 Choshuva women that had these Klilas. Until now, they didn't wear them on Shabbos. Now, you saw women in the street with klilos because Levi said it's mutter. Dorash Rabba Barabua b'Mechuza klila shari. In Mechuza, different city, Rabba Barabua said that a klila is mutter. The Nafku Timnei Srei klile Michadim Avua. 18 klilos came from one alley, from one little neighborhood, right? Obviously, the women in Mechuza were much richer than the women in Nardor. Okay. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Amar of Yehuda Marav. Amar of Yehuda Marav Shmuel. Kamra Shori. Okay. Kamra Rashi. Avneit Choshuv. Yesha Osin also Tashel Zav. Yesha Osin also Ritzua Mishbasel Zav. Avonin Kfuos Bo. Similar to a Klila, except the Klila you wear on your head, and this you wear as a belt. So a sash. Either it's made out of gold, or it's made out of fabric with gold intertwined and stones on it. Same thing. Fabric cameras and metal cameras. So ikad amri daruksa, right? That which he said that it's mutter is talking where it's fabric. The armor of safra midi dahavi atalis muzevis. Just like you're allowed to wear a garment that's gilded, so you're allowed to wear a belt that's gilded too. The ikar is the fabric. And the gilding is gold. We're not afraid you're going to take it off and show it. And some hold that that which he was matter was the metal ones. The Omer of Sapra, right? Just like the belt of kings is made of pure gold, so too over here, a pure gold belt is mutter. Omer le'radino le'ravashi, kamra ilui hemyon amai. Are you allowed to put a kamra over your regular belt? Can you wear this ornate belt over your regular belt? Omer le trei hemyon kamra. Two belts, one on top of the other, right? That's for sure also. Rashi, kamra. Okay, we said already. Immediately have a talis musedes, the having tachshit v'sharia, just like a gilded talis is mutter, because it's a tachshit. Ula mishlef achbuye nami lo chashin and shein derech lahatere zura b'shuk v'yiplu begadav. And what's it called? Just like you won't take off your clothing in the street, you won't take off your belt either, because if you take off your belt, your clothes are going to fall down. So therefore, we're not afraid to take it off, and it's not considered a mossy, not carrying it, it's considered wearing and a tachshit. Avnei shomalachim shasi kulei denischa. Kings wear belts made completely out of gold. The Chol Yisrael b'nei malachim ruim lo, and all Jews are fit to be kings. So what's it called? All Jews think they're kings. But in any case, so they're fit to be kings also. And therefore, what's it called? It's mutter. Trehem yoni ka'amres, havadim mosihu. Right, two belts, a belt on top of a belt, is for sure carrying the second one. V'asim. Loshen Talmidei Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, that's what the Talmidei Rabbi Yitzchak said, that two belts, one on top of the other, is asim. That's what he meant. Trehem yoni, to wear a kamra on top of a regular belt is asim, just like two belts you can't wear. That's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Halevi Matzasi Mutter. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Halevi say that what he meant to say, those two belts is mutter. The Harishon Nirali. The first one is more mistaber, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Why? Mishum de Gabe Hatzolas Dleika Maninan Rabbiosi Shmona Osir Kelim. Right? What you're allowed to save from a fire. Right? Later on, the Rabbiosi says 18 different articles of clothing. And there's only one belt that's mentioned. V'hasim chad chagurhu demaninim. V'chol kisvei hakodesh. In that parak, called kisvei hakodesh, there it speaks about what you're allowed to save from a fire, and it mentions how many articles of clothing, and it mentions 18 articles of clothing, and only one belt is included. The ishnei chagurosari lechatchila, and if lechatchila you're allowed to wear two belts, right? Nim nehasim trei, then you should be able to take out two belts from the fire, because you're allowed to wear them normally. LMI, two belts is also to wear, and therefore you can only save one belt. Okay. Omer Avashi, Hai Resuka, I Islay Mefarchaisa Shari, the Ilo Osir. Okay, Resuke, Rashi says, Chatichas Mi'il Rechava. I saw in the art scroll, he says it's a corset that men or women used to wear, what's it called, to hold them in, to, you know, what's it called, make them look thinner. So if it has ties, Rashi says, Yisleim Efrachayisad, Ritzuos Ktsaros Tluyuspa, if it has ties, to tie it on, the kosher Bohem, Lahad Kosli Bosav, right, to tie it and make it tight, then it's mutter. And we're not afraid it's going to fall off. Right? Shari, the Mehadik Shaper, Velekla Mechash, Duma Mishtori, Kitre, Venofil Vasodisli, we're not afraid it's going to fall off, you can come to carry it. Efrachayisad, Rashi says, whatever this allows is. Okay. The loba katla, woman's not allowed to go out with a katla, my katla, menakta pari. So here there's two pshatim. One Rashi says, menakta pari, who beged sheyesh lo shnotzim, ke'ein michnasayim, who machneses bo ritzua rechava, the kosheres sovit savora, the habeged toli aliba, the uchoshu bo mitzuyer bezohav. Okay? First pshat Rashi says, it's like a bib. Thing that has, ties. Straps that go, and but the beged itself is wide and hangs over her chest, and the idea of menakta pari is that it catches crumbs. It's a crumb catcher. It's a very ornate bib. The yesh mefarshim kamin chatzi agul also kamin kalbus. It's a thing that's made like a half circle. Right, she puts it on her, what's it called, puts it, I guess, over her neck, and it holds up her beged. Right, the openings, or closes, it's like a collar closer. right, on her shirt, right, has to be held closed, right, from where the, so they have buttons. So they had this thing that, I guess, went around her neck and then connected into the two sides and held it closed. Looks on the side, the picture on the side, it's a semicircle. it's upside down. The open part of the semicircle goes against her neck, and I guess it goes through the sides of her bag and holds them closed. But who shall zohav? And it's made out of gold. Okay. Nizamim nizmei ha'af. Nizamim are nose rings. Nizmei ha'af. Avol nizmei ha'ozim mutar. But earrings are mutar. The chatchila, the trichla milsa, the mishla vachvuyeh, and they shazneh mechusos bekishurim. Rashi says only nose rings are prohibited because we're afraid you'll take them out and show them and end up carrying them. But earrings are mutter because a woman's hair ears are covered, so it's very hard to uncover them to take the earrings off. So we're not afraid she's going to go and cover her ears, take the earrings off, show them, and end up what's it called? End up carrying them.
The mashma from this that wearing nose rings during the week is okay.
In those days, yeah. Depends on what the social custom is and why people wear nose rings. People wear nose rings that represent piercing and things that are totally usur, then nose rings are usur. And if in the time of the Gemara everybody wore nose rings, it was a normal thing to do, then it was mutter. So you can conclude from this, in the time of the Gemara nose rings were mutter. That for sure. Okay, just a few Tosin over here. First of all, the two belts. So Tosin says that the only time two belts are usur is if they're one on top of the other. But if there's an article of clothing that one belt goes on, and then there's another belt to hold another article of clothing closed, right, that's mutter. Okay. What else?
Layers of clothing, if you don't need it?
No, it's talking where you're, two layers of clothing you're out to wear. Well, the Gemara over there says that, what's it called? That, we'll get to the Gemara, what you're allowed to save in a fire. But in any case, but if you need the belt, right, so you're wearing one thing that needs a belt that's an underclothing, and an overclothing needs a belt to hold it down, so that's mutter. Two chagur is only also if it's one on top of the other. Okay, let's go over some of the things here that, ir shel zohav. So we said Rashi says that it's a pin with a tas on the pin, and Tosa says that it's a tiara or a headband, some kind of crown that goes over a forehead. The Rif and the Rosh paskin like the Chachamim, that you're not chayiv achatas, and that's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold. It's also mit Rabbanan to wear a ir shel zohav, but not also mit Atzorah. The Rosh says the Machlokis is dafka be'isha chashuva, right? And the machlokas is whether a regular woman for sure can't wear ir shel zohav. And an isha chashuva, there's the machlokas of Elezer and the Chachamim, whether we're afraid that an isha chashuva is going to take it off, or lo plug, that even since a regular woman's asr, an isha chashuva is also asr, right? Or an isha chashuva is not going to take it off, so she's mutter. That's how the Rosh learns. And now lochas like the Chachamim, that it's asr. Okay, that's the Rosh. The Tosis Rid and the Meiri, both paskin like Rabbi Elezer, that a woman is allowed to go out, what's it called, with an ir shel zohav. An isha chashuva is not going to take it off. And pashtus, even a regular woman is allowed to, because it's dover shelo shchiach. And by dover shelo shchiach, since it's not shchiach that a regular woman should have an ir shel zohav, she's allowed to go out with it, because the Rabbanan didn't make exera by what's it called, dover shelo shchiach. Okay, not the Urayim Taka says that Hesber. He holds that the what's it called? The Chachamim hold that an Isha Chashuv is mutter, right? But since it's Shayach, even for what's it called, regular women to have an Isha Zov, and they would take it off, so therefore it's Aser. And Rabbi Elezer says that by a regular woman it's not Shchiach, that she should have it Bechlau. And by an Isha Chashuv there's no Shash, she'll take it off, so male is mutter for everybody. Okay. Klila. So the Rosh and the Tur and the Rach all paskin like Rav according to Rav Ashi. Okay, Ravashi's Lashon we saw is the more acceptable Lashon, because there's some Klila that Rav holds as Mutter, that's only according to Ravashi, and Rav holds that a Klila that's Anischa is awesome. So it comes out that the Halacha would be that a purely metal Klila is Aser, like Rav, and the one that's made out of fabric is Mutter, and that's like passing the Rav. The Rid and the Smag hold their all Mutter, because what they learned, like we said when we learned Levi, Levi said Klila is Mutter. So we had a Shiloh. Is he saying what Rav said? That kind of Klila is Mutter according to Ravashi? Or is he saying all Klilos? Since he said it's Stam, the Smag holds that Levi held that all Klilos are Mutter, and the Gemara says that they were Matur at Lamaisa, that the women in Nardo and the women in Mechuzah started wearing Klilos. So if he meant all of them, then the halacha is like Levi, and all of them are Mutter. However, the Beis Yosef says the Rif also holds like that, but it's not clear that the Rif holds like that. Therefore, the Bir Halacha says that according to the Smag, it should be that even metal ones are Mutter. The fabric ones for sure are Mutter. Everybody holds the fabric ones are Mutter. They pass them like Rav, according to Ravashi. But the metal ones are the Shail. So since the Rach and the Rosh and the Tur all hold that the metal ones are Aser, right, it's hard to paskin like the Smag that the metal ones are Mutter. And therefore the Bir Halacha is Mefaktik in that Heter, and he holds that what's it called, that you shouldn't rely on the Beis Yosef, who holds even the Rif paskins like that, but the Rif is not clear, and it comes out to be a Smag against the Rosh and the Tur, so it's better to what's it called to not wear the metal ones. Okay. Now the golden belts. So first of all, the Or Zeruah says that since Rashi said that we're not afraid you're going to take off the belt because your pants will fall down or your clothes will fall off, right? What happens if your clothes will stay up? The belt is only decorative and your clothes will stay up if you don't take it off. He holds them, what's it called, that it's awesome. The if it won't fall off, then it'll be awesome. And he also asks on Rashi, the Ritva also asks, that which Rashi brings down, that Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, and therefore everybody's fit to wear this belt, it's machlokas later on, and only Shmuel holds Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. Right? And he says, what's it called, that they say that the pshat is that this belt is only a tachshe for Noshim Chashuvos. Only, princesses wear this kind of belt. No normal person, average person wears a belt, and therefore it's mutter because they don't take things off either. Okay. We'll see the difference between men and women later on. Okay, now the two belts. So Rashi brings down two shitas. According to the first shita, it's aser, two belts, and according to the second shita, two belts are mutter. Okay. Now, Lechora, Lechora, it's mutter. Rashi brought a raya to the tzad that it's aser, because later on it says that you can only save one belt. If you're allowed to wear two belts, why shouldn't you be able to save two belts? So the Rav Yos says very simply that which Rav Yossi by fire says you can't put on two belts is only by a fire, because we're afraid if you start taking out too much, you're going to put out the fire. So by a fire, they only said one belt. But really, Minadin, you're allowed to wear two belts. That's how the Rav Yor explains that Lashon of Rashi. Tosus and the Rosh, Paskin like the people who hold Zosser, you're not allowed to wear two belts, and the Tur also Paskins like that. But where there's a Beget, like we said, that Mafrid between the two belts, and you're using the two belts for two different things, that Tosus says is Mutter, and that's like a Mutter. The Urayim holds that even if there's a beggar that's mafrid, right, you can't put on two belts unless there's mamash tzorich for both belts. You need both belts. But just because there's a beggar in between, right, they're not one on top of the other, doesn't make it mutter. And that which, by what's it called, And the Rambam and the Rif don't bring down this halacha at all, and the Beis Yosef said, because they hold this mutter. So there's nothing to say. Right, you're allowed to wear two belts. The Shulchan Aruch, also passings like that. The Ramah, however, says, like Tosfos and the Rosh, that it's only where there's a separate beged in between, and each belt has a different purpose. But stam a belt on top of a belt would be osur. Okay? Now, rings, what's it called? Nose rings. Rashi says only nose rings are osur, but earrings are mutter because they're covered. Says the Or Zeruah, therefore, if they're not covered, if women don't cover their ears, like today, and they wear, what's it called? They wear, even where regular women don't have necessarily, they wear earrings, you see the earrings, right? Then it would be osur. And that the Ramot Takapasan is like this Or Zeruah, that it's only earrings that are covered, where the ears are covered, that it's mutter, because we're not afraid she's going to uncover them to take them off. It's too much of a bother. But if the ears are uncovered, it's easy to take them off. They're no different than a nose ring. They're just as easy to take off as a nose ring. The Ramah Pasan is like that. And the Meiri says that there's a different reason why earrings are mutter and only nose rings are osur. It's easier. Nose rings were looser. Earrings were tighter. So we're not afraid that by the nose rings, we're afraid either that they'll fall out or that it's easy to take out, you'll forget yourself. But earrings are harder to take out. They're not going to fall out, and it's harder to take them out. You remember not to take them out. And therefore, even if they're uncovered, for this reason, they're mutter. And the Rabbi Yonason, the Rabbeinu Yonason holds that there's no diuk over here. Even nose rings are osur, earrings are also osur. So, Lamaisa, those are the different sheets.